Greetings and welcome to the audio introduction to Chapter Guide 4 for Chemistry 223. My name is Michael Russell, and if you have questions on this or any of the material, do not hesitate to contact me. Okay, we're entering the home stretch here. The first part of this is going to be on the solubility product constant. We're going to look a little bit more about when a compound is solid, when it's non-solid in water, when it dissolves in water, when it doesn't dissolve in water. And to do that, we're going to use what's called the solubility product constant, or KSP. This is the last of our major equilibrium constants, and it is an equilibrium constant. Most of these Ks will be much less than 1, which means they're insoluble in water, i.e. most of it does not dissolve, but it does. But a little bit of it does dissolve, and that's what's so crazy about these. So we're going to see how KSPs can be expressed back to compounds, see when they are soluble and when they aren't. We'll be able to actually predict the order of precipitation amongst different ones by looking at a combination of KSPs and also the pure solubility values. We'll look at Q values, again, reaction quotients, to see if reactions are actually happening, if the stuff is actually dissolved all the way or not. We'll look at common ion effect a little bit, which is kind of cool. We're also going to kind of summarize what's called the formation constant, K sub F, which is used for complex ions in solution. KFs, unlike KSPs, are usually much greater than 1. Really, really large numbers. This means these complex ions really, really want to solve, which is kind of crazy. Now, the other part of this section was on thermodynamics. We're going to go back a little bit here and kind of sum up what's going on. We're going to look at a new thermodynamic value called entropy. And entropy is just absolutely fascinating to me. It's basically a measure of the disorder of the universe. If you ever wanted to justify why your room or your car should be messy all the time, entropy is it, because basically entropy says that everything is going to get messier. Now we're going to look a lot more detailed than just that, right? Because messy bedrooms and messy cars don't really cut it. But entropy is a measure of disorder. So we're going to see things going from order to disorder and how it affects it. We're going to look at patterns of entropy. Like, for example, while solids have less entropy than liquids, but liquids have less entropy than gases. So it's kind of a fascinating thing. We'll look at how energy changes can be entropy favored and entropy disfavored, and we'll start to look a little bit at the laws of thermodynamics to predict how things can occur and why sometimes they don't occur. Good luck with your studying. Let me know if you have any questions, and good luck.